Why do women make up only 7.4% of Fortune 500 CEOs despite decades of diversity initiatives? The answer lies not in qualifications or ambition, but in communication patterns. Women are taught to be humble, wait their turn, and let work speak for itself, approaches that leave money on the table while competitors advance. This hidden communication gap creates an invisible ceiling between middle management and the executive suite. The most successful women have mastered unapologetic professional communication that projects confidence without undermining their authority. Breaking free from apologetic habits isn't about changing who you are. It's about communicating your value in ways that command respect rather than merely seeking approval. Some professionals naturally highlight achievements while others hide them. A chef who appeared on Oprah wisely noted, "Your accomplishments never expire until you stop talking about them." This reveals a key truth. Bragging isn't grandstanding, it's showcasing proven results. Replace traditional resumes with a focused one sheet, emphasizing high-value skills and verifiable achievements. When negotiating, lead with concrete value. During my tenure, I increased revenue by 64% and closed more than $18 million in sales. Due to this performance, my role should increase in value by 22%. First impressions shape professional interactions. As Carla Harris of Morgan Stanley says, perception is the co-pilot to reality. You can influence how others perceive you through strategic self-presentation. Create positive rumors about yourself, like being known for quick decision-making, to attract high-profile projects. After meetings, evaluate. Did they think I was smart? Did I share my best knowledge? Did I demonstrate leadership? Project confidence through consistent eye contact, first-person speech, and engaging with decision-makers. Since 93% of communication is nonverbal, maintain strong posture and use power poses, hands on hips casually, leaning forward in meetings, or celebrating victories with raised arms. Are you prioritizing being liked over being respected? Well, being liked provides social capital. Respect comes from setting clear boundaries and leadership intentions. Women leaders face a unique challenge, expected to be both collaborative and perfect while navigating persistent nice girl stereotypes that can hinder professional growth. The nice girl conditioning often leads women to choose less challenging paths and settle for survival-level businesses with low profit margins, while men pursue scalable, high-profit ventures. Common signs include difficulty saying no, conflict avoidance through smiling, overcommitment, prioritizing others over ambition, negotiation reluctance, excessive apologizing, fear of aggressive labels, seeking universal approval, perfectionism, and meeting silence. Building respect requires establishing clear boundaries in three areas. First, maintain standards for how you're addressed. Correct inappropriate names immediately. Second, prioritize productivity. Prepare deliverables in advance and use lunch strategically for relationship building with key stakeholders. Third, protect your time. When you set time limits, stick to them firmly. Clear boundaries earn respect. Have you ever watched someone transform when they step into a high-stakes situation? The highest-performing professionals create mental separation from their insecurities by adopting alter egos that allow them to perform confidently. This self-distancing helps view situations less emotionally and focus on the bigger picture. Your alter ego stands upright, knows her value, and is ready to prove doubters wrong. Creating an effective alter ego requires four key steps. First, know your goals. Create an interaction plan, listing people to connect with while your alter ego is present. Second, mirror the image of success. Study people you admire, from their appearance to their mannerisms. Third, build a personality profile. I developed a stern, straight-shooting persona to be taken seriously in real estate despite lacking experience. Finally, walk the walk. Even when you don't feel confident, your alter ego must project it. When your purpose exceeds your struggles, you can separate emotions from your work regardless of circumstances. The difference between reaction and response can make or break your career. Reactive communication stems from emotional triggers and is perceived as weakness. while thoughtful responses demonstrate leadership potential. When I first revealed my face online after years of hiding behind stock photos, I received 500 comments, 460 positive and 40 negative. Rather than appreciating the positive feedback, I focused on responding defensively to the negative ones. To become less reactive, recognize your triggers by documenting what causes impulsive reactions. Make a plan to minimize triggers while practicing effective responses. Pause before responding to allow time for emotional regulation and think long-term about career goals. Avoid aggressive communication starters like "per my last email," which can be perceived as patronizing. For effective responses, don't rush. Timing separates reactions from responses. Remain germane. Stay on topic rather than bringing in emotional history. Avoid passiveness. Be direct rather than apologetic. And learn to use silence. Recognize when no response is the most powerful response. Effective communication is like chess rather than checkers, requiring strategy, patience, and thoughtful moves. Before making decisions, conduct a cost-benefit analysis rather than reacting impulsively. Mastering prepositions transforms passive communication into powerful exchanges. Because, in similar words, as long as, until I think so, can weaken your position by inviting unwanted negotiations. Avoid unnecessary explanations that others might use to redirect your decision. A simple, "unfortunately, I cannot come in this weekend," is stronger than adding personal justifications. Use prepositions strategically in negotiations by leading with your request, followed by "because," and ending with supporting evidence. For example, "I want to discuss a raise because I've increased sales department value by 200% over 3 years." The 8-minute rule structures professional interactions like venture capital pitches, 2 minutes each for intention, evidence, qualifications, and specific requests. Lead with your value proposition, skip pleasantries, and state benefits directly. Focus on asking for what you truly want, not what feels comfortable, and make bold requests without hedging. To overcome the nice girl stereotype, speak to management about implementing inclusive meeting policies. Finish your point when interrupted. Stand up when speaking to redirect focus. Don't use apologetic language. Become an ally to other interrupted women. Join Toastmasters to improve public speaking skills. And stop over-practicing, as excessive preparation increases doubt. When facing barriers in meetings or negotiations, implement these practical strategies. Maintain eye contact to establish presence. Use first-person language to claim achievements. Initiate conversations with decision makers rather than waiting for invitations. Practice power poses before important meetings. Create an interaction plan for networking events. Document your triggers to avoid reactive communication. Apply the 8-minute rule to structure important conversations. And remove apologetic prepositions from your professional vocabulary. Remember that breaking through professional barriers isn't about changing who you are fundamentally. It's about communicating your value in ways that command respect and recognition in professional environments.